Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Oh, it's like we're at the beach, listening to a MIDI.
Just what I like to do. Yeah. Get your 32-bit speaker system out, will you? Okay. How many bits do you think were in an 8210?
An 8210?
8-bit? No, how does it work? 16-bit?
What's a polyphonic?
8210.
What does polyphonic mean?
32-10.
Polyphonic means there's multiple notes that can be played at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Rather than mono, yeah, which is just one note at a time.
Because then it was just stopping so from playing layers. That note. Yeah.
You could have chords.
But then how many bit was it? It's got to be like 32 or 16. No, I mean, it couldn't have been that many, because think about what consoles sound-wise could generate.
No. I won't think of it.
I don't give a shit.
Right, okay. Well,
anyway, what is your name?
I'm Chris Trott.
I'm Chris Trott.
Part of the Hatchet podcast, and who are you?
I'm Ross Ilmby. I'm part of the Hit Chit podcast.
And I'm Alex Smith, and I don't know anything about pre-2010 mobile phone sound generation.
I reckon really 16-bit.
16-bit, I think, is a good guess.
Because that's like Mega Drive is 16-bit.
Or could it be 8, because aren't there 8 notes in an octave? No. 8, yeah.
That's not how bits work, though.
No.
No.
There's not just like one bit of metal that they vibrate for each note, like a xylophone?
It's not like a little piano in there, no.
That's how I imagine it. So I imagine it like, imagine just getting, if I had to design a speaker for a phone right now, I'd get 8 very tiny bits of metal, each with a different resonance that produces those different notes.
Seems really inefficient.
Yeah. Especially when the speakers are so small and like easy to actually make them.
I'd somehow make it small.
You'd also need a little chunky device phone. In there.
Can't make stuff small is the easy part.
Why is this phone so chunky? It must be the battery. No, I've actually got a real instrument in there. Inside
it's
there.
Like a toddler's like music learning toy on the back. Like, wow, this is big. This is big.
The thing is, if you like drop it as well, like that's tiny little delicate xylophone.
Oh no, the thing that spent like I Tony Starked in my bedroom.
I think I've lost the note E. Yeah, it's not ringing anymore.
It's not going anymore. Must be stuck to the, I don't know, what do I mount it on? Epoxy. There you go.
Oh, cool.
Epoxy. That's it. People will take the piss out of how I say epoxy.
Epoxy. Well, how should you say it?
Well, is it people say word? Epoxy, yeah, because it's one word.
What, epoxy?
I say, well, not that. Come on, Ross, don't be ridiculous.
I'm going to use epoxy today.
But I mean, you don't say sports, do you? You say esports, right?
Yeah, there's a little dash, isn't it?
Because it's a contraction of electronic. Yeah, that as well. But I'm trying to make a straw man here, Ross. You know, Alvin, help with this straw. Carry this straw.
Give me the straw so I can snap it on your back. That'll be the straw that broke the Smithies back.
Right, okay, that's good. That's nice. You know how they say straws ain't it? I sometimes think the same about electric hobs. You know, paper straws ain't it? Sorry, there was a preface.
Wait, electric hobs?
Yeah, I feel like there's a train of thought in there that didn't.
Yeah, he was talking about straws. Right. And then I was like, paper straws ain't it. I came away from cooking last night after making something with a fucking electric hob.
We don't cook with paper straws.
No, we use electric hobs. And I feel like they are like kind of like, this ain't it. Because you know how it's meant to be not gas? Because gas apparently now fills your home with CO2. No.
Well, it's just in flats, it's not recommended because you can blow up other people's flats if you're reckless.
That's true.
Is that the reason?
Fires.
I think it's a fire safety hazard.
Absolutely, but also because it's difficult to plumb gas. No, it's not actually that difficult to plumb gas through a building, but also like the actual emissions of a gas stove within a closed environment.
That's what you got in it.
Yeah.
What did you get?
I feel fine.
He feels fine. His eyes have changed colour slightly from cooking. But
electric hobs are annoying.
They are.
Wait, you got induction?
Induction electric is better.
Is it?
That's better than just electric hob.
Yeah.
It heats up faster.
Yeah.
It's not quite gas levels, but it's almost there.
Mm-hmm.
It's less likely to poison you which is
just so slow to heat up and cool down again. Like for me, my electric hob, 1 and 6 is like you're barely cooking today, and 7 and 9 is like you need to spend you constantly need to watch this, otherwise it's going to burn the bottom of a pan. Like that's it.
Yeah,
I just I can't cook in under that much pressure. You know, it really stresses me out.
But, was really dull.
That's some adult talk. Mm. Some more adult talk.
It is adult talk, to be fair. Like, if you have history using hobs, this is for
maybe
you.
We should have, because we're still thinking about, you know, the new format of Hat Chat.
What is the new format of Hat Chat?
We didn't discuss that with our board members.
Oh, yeah.
Living.
We didn't.
I reckon we should have like an adult gripe section where we take like a really inane thing and just random. Actually, no, that's just Triforce. That.
We just do that anyway. It just happens organically.
Well, going back to. So how long could you spend in a dishwasher? Like, with it, like
absurd scenarios.
You've climbed into a dishwasher. The door's closed.
Right? You've taken the trays out.
You've taken the trays out, probably.
Can you fit in a dishwasher, do you reckon?
No.
If you had to bet, yes, you would definitely fit in my dishwasher.
I reckon we can get you in a dishwasher.
I reckon I could not be get in my dishwasher.
And the fact that he's challenging
us. It's not going to be comfortable. It's a dishwasher, not a fucking sofa.
At all. I feel like he's challenging
I'm literally saying I can't.
What have we bet?
I guess that is a challenge.
He's saying he can't, but I think we can get him in there.
So there's £1,000 on the line, or £5,000, £10,000 on the line. I mean, you'd get in this. You'd get in a dishwasher for £1,000, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Apparently a child died doing this.
Cash in hand. Huh?
There's a child died.
Yeah, but that's because children are stupid.
Yeah. They wouldn't have the scuba gear that we would have.
They wouldn't have all the
gear. We would have all the gear. We'd be like laughing our heads off. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, have been backpacked. And that was safe.
Okay, so no scuba gear. Stupid deer. You're in your... I don't know.
You're not going to turn it on, right?
Oh, we're turning it on.
Because it's hot.
This is my hypothetical trial. Let me get it out.
Okay.
£1,000. You have to get into this dishwasher in a wetsuit, and it has to be switched on. How long before you bang on the door and get asked to let out? Like, and we each have to bet, like, the amount of time. Like, you know, I reckon I could stay in for...
Full cycle.
5 minutes. You would do the full cycle.
It's there's like, a point where
how long
it's just
is your
like,
full cycle?
It's the same.
How long is your full cycle? 90 minutes?
It depends on the if I put express on or
4
not.
Hours?
You can put them on for a long time.
You can put them on for a long time.
Please don't put on 90 degrees.
Why?
It's 90 degrees.
That'll melt all my paper plates I use.
And the paper straws.
The fact that you're washing them is admirable.
In a dishwasher. But the thing is,
there's that a certain
also,
point.
There's a mystery to a dishwasher, right? You it's don't not. Know whether at some point during that cycle... The entire thing is filled with foam.
It's not.
Right?
It doesn't fill with foam.
So imagine you're in there and it's filling with foam. How terrifying.
So we should never
be?
Do never put it fairy liquid with, in there.
Yeah.
It will blow.
That's
go
happened.
Over and like fill your kitchen.
Yeah, don't put fairy liquid in it, it won't foam. I don't think that's not how it works.
Bad news, I've smuggled a small capsule of fairy liquid in your back pocket, and as you sat down,
oh, no.
It's gone off.
One of those tabs.
What?
That's a nightmare situation for me. Like, it's dark. You can't see shit. You're locked in a dishwasher. And
you got water coming from all angles.
There's so much foam now. Every time
there's
you breathe.
Foam. I
the reason
you
your
get...
situation, because I smuggled the foam pack in.
Yeah, that would be dangerous.
You start breathing soap bubbles.
I'd hate that. Oh. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're smuggling in stuff to compromise my dishwasher
all
scenario.
All sorts of stuff. Glass. There's glass in there.
I don't think I'd do it.
It'd be pretty funny, yeah. If you just go around his house for some other reason, you just open a dishwasher, just squirt a little fairy and close in. It's an innocent crime.
Yeah. It's a hell of a troll.
Victimless.
It's a victimless crime.
Totally.
And also, like, it can't be like tracked back to you. Like, they would never guess that you would do that in some other
time. Oh, God.
Well, you would if you'd like caught them on an episode of Hat Chat talking about doing that.
Yeah. I'm wondering if people will do that now. Or if they've already done it.
Or getting a tin of paint and putting it in the microwave for an hour.
An hour?
What would that do?
Eventually it's going to go everywhere.
It's a tin as well, metal.
Oh, because of the compression of the can.
It's probably going to go bang. Well, because the tin's metal, it's closed, it's got paint in it, and you've put it on for an hour. Which of these?
It won't take an hour before that fucking explodes.
No, exactly. Yeah. But you don't know quite how long, because it might...
Push the button and walk away.
Yeah. And then, you know, do your other stuff, like
how's
home sabotage.
Going? Did you put on lunch? No.
Yeah, no. Are you making soup?
What's that smell?
So people get confused with fairy liquid in the chat. They just don't know what that is.
Washing up liquid.
So yeah,
just that's fairy a good point. Is a brand.
Sorry, yeah, it's just ingrained in our. It's like when you say Hoover, it's like no, it's a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I hate it when I do that to myself. I do it so often.
I know
well.
It's not Hoover. It's a vacuum cleaner, or it's a Dyson in modern times.
It's fairy blood harvested by the English. Fairy liquid. isn't it? It's distilled fairy.
I'd like to think that.
It's crushed fairies.
I mean, imagine if that. Fairies are real, and the thing that their blood does is just make plates clean. That would suck, wouldn't it?
It would be a normal reality, though.
Like blood, bones can be turned into glue.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit like that, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Pritt sticks.
And they have the nerve to call it Gorilla Glue when it's coming from horses.
Is it always coming from horses?
No. I don't think so. I just thought that would be funny. Anyway, let's move on to the voted on thing for today, the hypothetical, before we totally shift our format. I know I'm making it sound like we're totally shifting our format.
I mean, we haven't really... We have no ideas on how to change our format yet.
We're thinking about it.
We haven't thought about it.
If you have any ideas...
We haven't spent any time.
None.
None whatsoever. It was an idea whilst we were doing the hatchet.
I don't think until the camera comes on. And even then, it's
spurious. It's all over the place. That's fair.
But yeah, the votes today weren't just from our Patreons. They're from all support, all across the platforms. Because if you're interested, you can come join us on our Discord, discord.gg/hatfilms. And if you are a member on YouTube, or if you're a Twitch subscriber, or if you're a Patreon, and you link those accounts to your Discord, you'll gain access to the Scrubscriber channels, where you get all the announcements for all the extra bonus videos and stuff that go up. Thank you very much to Cobalt for keeping that maintained.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
Thank you.
And also, I put announcements in there if we're doing any extra stuff for you guys specifically.
Looking for a new cabin boy.
Yeah. What? What?
Cabin boy. We're looking for a new cabin boy.
No, we're not.
That's what kind of thing we might put out on the Discord.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
At everyone, looking for a new cabin boy.
Our one's all used up.
Looking for a paying customer. But yeah, we'll put announcements there, because that reaches everybody all at once, which is quite nice. So I'd like to use that where possible. And therefore, today I did the poll, not just on Patreon, I did it in that Discord as well. And
you pleased with the results?
No. Yeah, they came out the same. So they're all the same hive mind, it turns out.
Fair enough.
So number one is
perfectly conditioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, that number two was so bad that...
They weren't the best this week, I will say.
No? Was it about getting trapped in various home appliances? Oh, no, your feet have fallen into the toaster.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, no, the toaster dropped into the bath and it's plugged in. What do you do?
Dying.
You just
smile.
Die. You smile.
Thank you. Thank you, fate. But yeah, what is our most voted on as per all our members?
The first one is, that's been voted on by all our members and Patreons. Thank you very much for being those things.
Cameras are real close there, aren't they?
They are a little bit close.
Look how close they are.
Oh, you guys look like you're inside a dishwasher or something.
You've got an obsession.
Okay, you're in prison for 3 years.
Oh, God.
What do you do?
What did I do? What did I do?
What do you do?
What did
That's
I do?
That's where that stops.
I think we could do both.
Why have I been in prison for 3 years?
What gets you 3 years in the UK?
Ooh, you could make a really good joke if you knew more about current crime stuff.
You probably have to do quite a lot. Actually, no. It's,
depends.
I'm pretty sure...
It depends if you're an MP.
Hit and run?
No, there's a woman who recently, pretty sure, she got into an argument with somebody on a bike, told her to get off the bike, and then pushed her, and then the other woman fell into the road and died.
Holy shit.
But she got like a manslaughter charge, and that was 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
Boom. That's what
there
I
we
did.
Go. So we got
That's what I did.
It might be a bit, I mean...
You inadvertently killed someone by getting angry.
Yeah, you argued with someone on the pavement, and then now you're in prison for 3 years and someone died.
I'm guessing you can't do that much time for like speeding.
She screamed it, okay.
You just lose your license, right?
Yeah.
At what point do you go to jail if you keep doing it?
Losing your license.
Yeah.
It depends, yeah. Basically, if you do it, or if you're doing a particularly high speed, like if you're doing like, you know, a certain amount in a certain
70
area.
Through a 20 school zone.
Yeah. I think you might get jail time for that.
I don't think you could,
maybe
you
not,
probably
though.
Wouldn't get 3 years. You might get a few months and then like some sort of suspended sentence.
Okay.
And banned from driving for a long time.
I don't really know, yeah.
And indecent exposure.
Indecent exposure, it depends, doesn't it? It's all contextual. So what was the actual question?
What do you do? You have to survive 3 years in prison.
Oh, God. I often think about this. A bit like Tom Wom scams from Succession. Mm-hmm. If you guys, I know you've seen it at least. It's funny. He's like a really like I'm going to prison. And he's like looking through brochures and stuff. He's like a really rich character. It's hilarious. He's going through brochures of all the prisons in America to try and work out which one he can try and go
now,
to.
America's a so unique one, isn't it?
Terrible.
You almost can choose, like, what's the best private company for me?
I mean, can you choose? Do you have a say?
Well, if you, I think the implication is in this situation is that he's super rich, so like he's going to have some say. Not normally, no. Normally, you'll get sent to whatever prison's probably got space or is closest to where you got tried or whatever, you know. But like, it's not a good story in England, really. One of our nearest prisons for serious crimes, and 3 years is probably serious enough for that, is Exeter Prison, which is a Victorian prison. And
outdated.
It's one of, yeah, it's terrible. It's a really
not since the Victorian era.
And they haven't changed it. Like, it's just chains on the walls. All the guards still wear beef eater costumes. It's exciting in a way. If you're
it's pretty hard
like,
to change it whilst you've got all those. I mean, I guess they'd have to build another one.
Well, this is it. And
move
like,
them.
Yeah. And we have more prisoners than we know what to do with. I think most countries do. Most well, not most.
Apparently, it's the opposite in America. You get sent further, as far away as possible from the crime place.
God, that's
place.
Bad. And I guess it's just
it makes sense,
retribution
right?
or something. Yeah.
Like, if you want a killing spree sense, in, like, Orlando,
right?
You don't want to go to jail in Orlando. No. Or they don't want you near, I guess.
Yeah.
In case you break out and do some more damage.
Well, I don't think it's that, but... I wouldn't guess that reason.
Peace of mind for everyone in Orlando, I guess.
Yeah, but also, like, you know, you might meet people who are in your gang right there, or you might...
You already have connections.
You might... The people might... Other prisoners might know your story, and if you did something really bad that they don't like, they'll probably try and kill you, you know? I guess,
sick.
Like, that sort of stuff. Did the camera just turn off?
No, it's just the monitor, you know, doing a little crunch now and again.
Oh, okay.
Just heat.
So for 3 years, I would work out like crazy before I went in. Yeah.
How much time do you think you got before you go in?
Often you have months before you go in.
Okay.
Through the trial.
You get big. You gonna... get big and strong first.
I try.
So you could fight.
Yeah.
Did you learn some fighting moves?
No, I don't think.
Would you try and speak to people who've already been in prison to see if you can get a scope of what
you
should do?
Yeah, you go on the prison forums again, like what Tom was. I went on the prison forums again, and it's hilarious. Honestly, the Succession is so fucking good. But yeah, he's like, I've been on the prison forums, and the stuff they're talking about is not good, man. And
there's a hierarchy, isn't there, in most prisons, where it's like based on the crime you commit, how you're treated.
Yeah.
In prison, like if you did a heinous act, like involving underage children or something like that, apparently you are on the firing line for
getting fucked up.
I mean, I think
whittling. Would you get into whittling?
There's a really good podcast. There's about only a few episodes. It's on YouTube as well, which is confusing. But there was a guy who was an armed robber in the UK, and he's really eloquent, and he's about our age. I think he's probably a little bit older than us. And he talks about how he grew up in the south of England as well, and how he went into prison a few different times, all the different prisons he's been in, what the conditions are like. Really, really interesting. I was listening to it a lot, and then I got into one of these things where I sort of hyper-focused on it and started having dreams about being in prison, and I had to stop.
So you found a lot of thought about this. So what would you do?
Spend a lot of time.
You work out a lot.
You have a plan, clearly.
It's somewhat out of your hands. No, it's more...
Is it?
It's more
is
just
it really?
Like...
It seems like it. I think that's
as
the point.
It's weird. You don't have a choice of where to go. You're in prison.
Yeah,
it's out of your hands. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
But would you start a fight first? Is it kind of like...
No. I would try and keep myself to myself. I think it really depends.
Head down.
Yeah.
Is it like Orange is the New Black, or is it not?
There are some people in there who are like actually nuts, right? There are some people in there who've grown up in environments where... Like, just the rules of interactions are totally different, you know? Like we would not be very compatible with those people. And, like, this is why you don't want to go to prison if you're you know, not almost already institutionalized, because it's just going to be terrible for you. You're not going to succeed. You're not going to do well. You might, like, you know, keep your nose clean, but in order to keep your nose clean in there, you know, as in get out, be a good prisoner, all that sort of
shit. She's suggesting bring some Kleenex.
You're going to need to keep your nose clean physically using Kleenex, balsam only, because otherwise you're going to get a red nose and everyone's going to call you Rudolph.
Yeah.
And you don't want that.
You don't want a nickname.
No, you
not
don't.
In prison.
No, you don't. But, like, it's difficult, you know, because you might just get targeted by somebody. Trot's definitely going to get targeted by somebody.
Why? What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just his ass is just very alluring.
Appealing.
Yeah, yeah.
In a shared shower scenario.
Uh-oh. Who's this snack that's walked into HMR prison Exeter?
He's easily overwhelmable.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Read a lot of books. Probably try and run a D&D because they love that shit. I think that would be... best tools there would be to try and
you
become
valuable. You need
a long-term
project, right? Yeah. To not make you go insane.
We also need to be valuable and respected amongst your peers. Otherwise,
would you try and befriend? Would you try and figure out their crimes first or just somebody who
I
looks
think you
kind
do,
of a bit more...
Yeah.
How much would you fudge the roles for like the crazy people at
the
table?
Yeah, all the time, constantly.
Say, oh yeah, you didn't miss.
100%.
Don't stab me.
You use the whole structure as a way to manipulate and influence prisoners into not stabbing you. Because like, I'm pretty stabbable as well, you know? Like, I can understand if somebody wants to stick a whittled down toothbrush so far into my butt cheek that I choke, you know?
What defines pretty stabbable?
I don't know, Trot. I just feel like the kind of people that go to prison would probably really enjoy messing with me.
You reckon?
I think so. I don't know why.
Do you reckon they feel sorry for me?
Secondary school.
I get
secondary school, I guess, is the reason I think that. Because it's just like, I know what people are like. Yeah. You know, like secondary school...
I can picture it being a similar scenario to secondary school with just a lot of ego.
But with more violence, you know? Like, imagine all the naughty kids in your school. You now have to somehow hang out with them without just causing issues.
And you're stuck there for 3 years.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Prison Break?
No. Is it good?
So this is the problem, right? I think most of our like idea of prison comes from American shows.
Yeah, it does, yeah. I mean, I've not really watched many documentaries on prisons. I know that Louis Theroux's done a couple, but he does American ones as well. So I wouldn't know what to expect. Would it be like just a shitty school?
No, it'd be much worse. But like,
of course, as in the environment.
Well, yeah, you don't have much agency. You probably have to share a room with somebody.
It's not done in the same. Is it in the cell blocks?
Yeah.
Or is it just done in like...
No, blocks of cells. Yeah, usually. Because again, in England, we've got a lot of old prisons that were designed based on that system. So like, for example, the one in Exeter, which this guy talks about a lot in his podcast, there are wings and each of those wings house people typically that have different crimes. So there's wings, and I think Louis Theroux visited one where you have like mainly sex offenders.
Well, a place for paedophiles.
That's it, right.
It's on the Isle of Wight,
that's actually the name of the
documentary. No, this was a different one. This was
that's
one in
like
the US.
That's like the main one. That's Isle Pedo White. HQ.
Is it? That's Pedo Paradise.
That's why they send the worst of the worst.
Yeah, there's three prisons on the Isle of Wight.
That wasn't treated as much as a prison, as a kind of like a rehabilitation centre, but they never leave. So it was like, you are in prison, but they're not treated like violently or like in a way that's like as bad as other prisons.
Well, the problem
Do
is...
Do they separate anyone by age?
No.
Or is it kind of just everyone's in there...
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, I think with the sexual predators and stuff, they have to tend to try to keep them apart because a lot of the time, normal prisoners, gen pop, I suppose you'd call it. It's a typical term in the US. I don't think they call it that in the UK. But yeah, like the general population of prisoners, you'd mix together. You'd be mixing with people. It's different because obviously, like culturally, different criminal cultures and different just regular cultures exist within different countries. So in the US, depending on where you are in the US, the culture within that prison is going to be totally different, right? Mm-hmm. So like, it depends on the kind of gangs and the kind of trades and things going on in that world, you know? In the UK, I imagine we are quite different just simply because...
There's still gangs and stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, like, you know, there are also... We have a lot of imported... European gangs and things like that, like Albanians run a lot of the drug trade in the UK. Like that's just the reality. There is a lot of people who come into the UK to join gangs and they've made a big business out of it.
I'm trying to make a big dent on that though.
Are you? You trying to outdo the Albanians?
I'm working my way up, yeah.
Mm. Right.
Okay.
What, like inside their gang or your own
gang?
Trying
to take their share.
It's dangerous, Trot. You might get gunned down. I don't want you getting gunned down.
I just see him Google human trafficking.
What? Just how to?
He didn't know what it was. He thought it was queuing.
Oh, so it's not.
Yeah, it's queuing traffic lights. No, it's not like that.
Yeah,
That's not what that is.
Yeah, but I mean, but Pedo HQ sounds like maybe an easier ride, almost, doesn't it? Like,
well, obviously, people try to go claim insanity in terms of like they get their lawyer to do that depending on what the crime is, obviously.
Yeah,
because obviously you're not going to be treated in the same way, but
you
then
still
like,
have to go to like
you
a
still have
prison.
To go to it. Yeah, so I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah,
but this just says you're in prison for 3 years. What do you do? I guess you just fucking suck it up. I mean, will you go to prison for the full 3 years? Though? That's the other thing. Because also, if you're just on good behavior or something,
like upstanding citizen. Yeah.
But this is a problem, right? So you can, and again, I'll send you guys this podcast afterwards because it is really, really interesting. But like, just look up if you're interested, people listening right now, like Diary of an Armed Robber or something like that. I think it's called, and it's a UK guy. Sounds a bit, you know, like.
So he was an armed robber.
Yeah. Amongst other things, and he's been to several different prisons, but yeah, he's a very interesting person, but yeah, it's not fun. And I also think that you're going to end up, even if you're trying to do the three years and, like, you know, be a good prisoner, you know, and do whatever you have to do to try and get out as early as possible, if that means, you know, not defending yourself, because obviously if you get into a fight, that's not going to look good upon you. If you yeah, have to do, like, if somebody comes up to you and tries you, you know, like, sees how much of a bitch you want to be, you know, and you do nothing about it because you're so worried about appearing as like a good guy,
you could become a 3-year punching bag. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And so, like, I think there is that, and also, like, say you know that, and you're like, if I don't do something now, if I don't stop this person doing this thing, I'm going to be sexually assaulted for the next 3 years. You kind of just go, like, I'm going to stop this guy doing this thing, and then that might turn into you being in prison for 5 years rather than three because you had to just defend yourself at that moment. Like, that, this is what's so complicated and so terrifying. You really, yeah, a lack of agency in many ways, not just in the obvious ones. Don't go to prison.
Well,
you can't.
You don't always have a choice in this.
You might just get trapped, or you might get framed.
The white collar crime, they call it, right?
Well, not necessarily, but you might get framed for something, or, like, maybe you'll get fingered by someone. As in, like, you're pointed out in a lineup.
What if you got fingered because, and then they framed you for cottaging? What? So, like, you were fingered for fingering.
Well, you were being fingered.
Or just like, you just get a chuckle out of it.
In a public place, you were being fingered, and then you went to prison. Prison. For a fingering. You received a fingering.
That's unfair, isn't it? That is unfair.
It is. Because what was the joke on Horrible Bosses that Charlie Day's character...
Yeah.
Or Charlie Kelly...
Charlie Day's his real name.
Charlie Day, yeah, that's it. His character was on the sex offenders register because he pissed in a play park at night when no one was in there. And got caught with his pants down. It's like, oh, fuck. And it's like, that counts as a...
Yeah.
And there's only one register. So it's like, well...
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy, really. I don't know if they categorize that.
No, that can happen.
You say, oh, on a sex offenders register. You're what the fuck? What did you do? It's like, oh, I pissed in a play park late at night and no one was in there.
Yeah.
But boom.
It can happen. List. I think it's unlikely. Obviously,
I don't know how bad that is and how, you know...
Well, there's a thing, and this is often actually quite good to address.
You say you're on the register.
There's misconceptions about
the worst, like
charging people, right? Like, as in, I think people think if you commit a crime, you will receive this, like, criminal declaration and prison sentence, right? It's very subjective, and like, you know, the judge or the magistrate, depending on who's trying you in the UK at least, can decide on a sentence. So if it is a situation like that where they know that person wasn't willing trying to expose himself, they can be like, I'm not going to put you on the sex offenders register, right? So I know that's for more comedic effect. It's really funny.
Of course, yeah. It's a joke. It's a film.
Yeah, there's a lot of leeway in charging and how
happens in real life.
What people
that's
get
kind of scary
for.
At the same time, though, because it, like, could literally be that the judge feels shit that day and you get a worse sentence
That's the problem. Well, you see a lot of horrible stories about American judges and how, but their biases kind of kick in. And obviously, you know, certain groups get fucked over.
I'm glad we're not in America. Although I'm also less glad that I'm in the UK now.
Yeah.
Let's go to shit real fast.
Let's go to Norway.
But I don't think I'd survive long. I wouldn't enjoy prison. But maybe I would. Maybe it would be a calming time to read all those things.
This is quite nice. I got a lot of free time.
Yeah,
but the frustration of just, like, your life being on pause...
Yeah,
that sucks.
Would play on your mind a lot. So keeping busy and being like, actually, because obviously, like, you know, it's not always going to be gang fights and fucking shit.
No, it's just a lot of boredom.
But it will just be like, you've got to kind of.
Can you get almost meditate? Steam Deck, kind of, no, you're not allowed.
I don't know what are you allowed. Do they have the internet?
Some people do have consoles. They don't have the internet. I don't think, or rather, I don't think you can access online services. But I think I mean, TVs have been allowed for a very long time. I wouldn't be surprised if like consoles were allowed to.
Huh.
You'd be fine.
I might be all right.
I'll be fine then.
I don't have to go into like the communal area, right? I'll just stay in my cell and
I don't know what
play games.
I don't know what's allowed. Like,
Trot would thrive in prison is what we're saying here.
Yeah, it was a great time.
He would thrive.
But I feel like, yeah, it would just drive you crazy.
It probably would.
That's the thing, whenever you watch prison, like people going to prison films and stuff, you always think, fuck, that looks shit.
Looks rough.
Mm-hmm. Which it is.
Maybe we should go visit a prison.
But then there's the prisons in, was it Denmark or Norway?
Or Norway.
Sweden? I can't remember which one.
Norway.
So more like rehabilitation.
Which were like, kind of like, they don't, like they're not locked in any rooms or anything. Or like, they have access to like, fields and meadows and shit. They didn't really.
It's the idea about turning a person back into a useful member of society, rehabilitation, rather than punishment.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes
depending on what you do
there.
Because like, what if you killed your whole family?
Yeah. What if you're Anders Breivik? I think that.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
It's a tough pill to swallow because human beings like justice. They like vengeance as well.
Also, they like safety. Yeah. The whole point of being put away is that you're safer. Well, your community is safer because that person's not going to do the same crazy
shit they did
before.
Yeah. Lock them away.
And obviously, in some cases, it's punishment for... you know, a financial crime or whatever, just because they've done something wrong, they need to be punished. So
because other people will do it. Well, because other people
and to set an example,
it ruins systems ultimately. Like a lot of white collar crimes like that, where that's why fraud carries such a heavy sentence in the UK and in most countries, because like it's like, oh, it's just a bit of digital money being moved around, but it's like, yeah, but if everyone did it, none of this would fucking work. But yeah, you're right. Removing dangerous people from society is very important, and I think that is something that. It's really major, and a lot of criminals, dangerous criminals, especially in the UK, you do want off the streets because they're fucking terrifying. You know, they.
And also, if you have nothing to lose, you would just do. You could probably do anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, fuck it, I'll just go back to prison. Okay.
But then the flip side of this argument, and I'm sure there are prisons in Scandinavia and Norway, if we're talking about Norway specifically, that are like high security
harsh
prisons for dangerous people. Like, I don't imagine it's all like centre parks.
Oh yeah, it's all going to be different sentences. What they did.
Centre parks.
Yeah.
Compared to a Norwegian
I do largely agree.
See the flumes.
I do largely agree with this idea that like, well, what are you trying to do here? Like, you want to turn these people back into useful members of society because a lot of the time people are fucked up because of their lives, not because they are fucked up people, but because their experience of life is so fucked up they became fucked up, right? And yes, they do terrible things, and yes, these terrible things, you know, if a family member of mine was killed by one of these people that have had a fucked up life, I would still find it very hard not to want, you know, vengeance ultimately. But at the same time, if you can be selfless enough to be saying, well, let's turn this person into an actual useful member of society, or like, you know, we're all only here for 80 years or whatever, we're all here for a blink of cosmic eye, why don't we for some who aren't immortal, why don't we try and make them useful? Like, why don't we try and make them a little unit in the progress of one day making a better place?
Do they have jobs and stuff? They have jobs in prisons, don't they?
Yeah.
Is that just prison jobs, or are they jobs that actually contribute to
a lot of the time? It's going to be like maintaining the, you know, cleaning and the kitchen and stuff like that. But like, yeah, there are full on.
There's exports as well.
There are full on jobs, like, but they pay like bugger all. Basically slavery. But like, I don't know. It's a tough one, but I think it's admirable what they're trying to do. But it's hard. There's no easy answer to incarceration, is there?
I guess it depends on like, is punishment the answer? Is that enough to steer that person from doing it again because it was so shit to be in prison? Or is it like fundamentally changing their core, like traits to stop them doing crimes.
And can you even equip a person with enough things, tools within that rehabilitation to actually make them? Because, like, you can teach them how to do all these jobs, but if they've never understood how to be like a functional human being, or they've never had the experience of like a functioning family unit or whatever,
how can you
that? Possibly furnish a person with all the things it takes a lifetime to create?
Harold Shipman,
he was helping us out. He was decreasing house prices.
I can't say fairer than that.
I mean, he killed loads of elderly women.
He reduced the house prices.
He used the trust and the guys being a doctor.
In years to come, young people will build a statue to that man in that local area, because they'll say, "Thank, I could afford a house because all of these bloody 90-year-olds sitting on
were squatting
in these houses.
On old money."
Yeah. I'm joking, of course. Like, that's obviously, I've got to say something funny and inflammatory and not just...
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of famous serial killers that come to mind.
What? Which ones?
But it doesn't really matter. Like, wasn't it? I don't know what he did actually. Bronson? Was it?
Yeah.
He was up for parole recently, and they said that they were worried how he would be in the world today. Or some shit.
He'd never used a cash machine.
Right. Yeah.
He'd never used an ATM before.
And what was he in for?
Oh Christ!
I know that he kept doing shit in prison, which extended his sentence.
Yeah.
Continuously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he became famous or whatever. And there was a film with Tom Hardy.
Yep.
Where he was the same character he's always...
Bronson was only an armed robber.
Oh, right, okay.
So he did robbery. He did robbery
violent
and then...
prisoner, okay.
Apparently he was a bit violent as well.
So basically he's just been extended his sentence by just being a violent prisoner.
Yeah.
Making so it worse. His crimes himself. Are just happening in prison.
Mm. Yeah.
Fuck.
Jesus. Well, like I say, and he was probably in an environment where he was having... I say having to. If you had somebody, you know... pour hot water on your face, you know, fill up a kettle with sugar and sugar and hot water and try to dump it on you.
There's a jug out there that says
for jugging only.
There's a little picture of someone.
Seriously,
literally. It's on the fucking table. There's a jug which currently has like flowers in, and it says for jugging only, and there's a little triangle and then a little stick man with a jug pouring on another stick man.
Yeah.
And if you're familiar with what jugging is, it's dark. It's just, it's very...
Trying to permanently scold someone. That's what they do to sex offenders in prisons as well. That's the thing. Oh, right. Like, when they come through, it's like sport for all of the other prisoners. For like, hey, we can all hate on this guy with no repercussions. Because
even the guards look away.
Possibly. Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, they'll pour shit on them. They'll throw shit on them. They'll do all sorts of stuff. They'll piss on them they walk
stockades,
through.
Modern stockades.
Yeah, it is actually. It's quite a good analogy, yeah. It's not cool, not fun. I feel like they should scare the shit out of people in school with that, and that way maybe we'll stop some people who, even if they have those urges, doing it. Because they're like, I bet they fucking ate their life in prison. You know, like, it's just like, you know, nobody sympathizes with you. And you've got some of the most fucked up people in our society just having a go. It's like, Christ.
What was it the other day I saw... I read it about someone who shot the person who killed their kid, basically, in court.
Oh, yeah.
And then
they
got, like, what, 3 years, like, but it's reduced to half or something.
Is that the woman? There's a picture of
there was a woman who shot, like, the guy who killed her kid. So it's like, you know. Because I think there's been a couple of those cases where, like, someone's been shot by the parent or, you know, someone who's been close to the victim.
And I think that's
obviously they get reduced sentences and stuff, but obviously it's just like, fuck, like, you know,
you can't
it's an emotional situation, but yeah, I guess, yeah, you can't just go around.
Again, vigilante, if everyone did that, then we'd live in a Wild West, ultimately. But you can sympathise, you sympathise with them, you really do,
that's
being
it,
driven to do that, because you can understand
you
it.
A fucking kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you might have got, that's why, in this hypothetical, you might have gone to prison for 3 years. It's because you did something.
You did some vigilante.
Yeah.
You vengeance.
So do you think that's going to be respected in the prison?
I think so.
I killed a million paedophiles.
From what I've heard.
No way. High five. You treat like a god. Everyone hands you, rolls out on red carpet. Roll out the red carpet. He's here. Yeah. Oh my God.
The king has arrived.
And that's what's happened. Like this guy again talks about it in his podcast. He's saying about like how like your crime does tend to like put you into a certain group, or like, you know, if you're a guy that's like done physical crimes, you know, like armed robbery, for example, it's kind of like a crime against an institution. You're shown to be confident and like, you know, like almost organized. Whilst if you're a guy that's like, you know, hit somebody because you were drunk in a car and you're in prison, you're not going to have that same people aren't going to respect you in the same way. So
if you're going to do jail time, I do.
Yeah, I think
respect.
I think if you you got to remember these people are also people. Like, you do have psychos in prisons, definitely. You know, and also psychos in the criminal world. Again, like talking to my police friends.
Crimes of passion.
Crimes of passion, of crimes course. Of,
you know, rage.
Yeah. And
blood boiling rage.
Like all the TikToks I saw of like the wife killing their husband, stabbing them 70 times, and then it's all footage of like they just did it. Yeah. Yeah, put me away. Mm. He deserves to die. He stabbed him 70 times.
Mm.
And they were just so calm about it. It's like, yeah, they drove me to this over like decades of abuse or whatever.
Exactly. And it's hard, isn't it? Because like I feel like I'm very against the capital punishment and like, you know, people die getting executed. Like, I'm very much against it.
You want hangings back, do you?
Huh? Hangings? No, I don't want it back.
What's your favourite one?
However, I feel very much like, go get it, when I hear about things like that, where I'm just like, yeah, fuck them up. You know? Like, I don't know why that is. It just feels like, I don't know.
Well, think about it in every film you watch, like when someone does something shit and you see them die, you're like, yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
I think.
Justice, like you say.
Yeah, that person did something horrible and you saw what they did and then they got that back in return and like, that's the arc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone said, everyone should watch American History X, which is a really good film.
Yeah.
And also kind of an illustration of kind of like also, I guess, learning more about, it's almost learning about other cultures just because you're forced into a situation where you have to, right?
Yeah.
And obviously then your mentality changes and your life
apparently changes. It's a hard watch though.
It is a fucking hard watch. Have you seen it?
I know about certain scenes in
it. It's great. I don't think it's even that hard to watch, to be honest.
It's just obviously, there's some brutal scenes in it. It's fucking, obviously, there's murder and, you know.
It's not as bad as like Requiem for a Dream though and things like that. Like, really?
But it's done in a, Requiem for a Dream is like kind of a trippy kind of
exactly.
Whereas this is like obviously a very racially aggravated crimes and about neo-Nazis and stuff.
Yeah, fuck.
And obviously then changing that path and mentality through actually communicating with these people you hate and actually learning, oh, they're people too.
I'd rather like absorb my consequences and actions and morale through superhero movies.
Oh. Yeah.
That look.
I know it's a joke, but it's like quite true as well. Not like, I'm not saying that everyone's just like brainwashed by Marvel, they're not, but that is kind of almost like what we're suggested to think like, right? Like that's like the prevailing thing. It's like, be more like Captain America. And you're like, well,
there is some,
I can't be, it's impossible
it,
to be
sure.
Like Captain America.
Yeah, but they're all trying to save people.
Yeah. Right?
Which is a good thing.
But I feel so disempowered every single day. I'm not like Captain America.
Oh, no, of course. But like, that's, I mean, as a narrative of just their actions, it's like they're doing what you would just perceive as a good thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you see them fuck up cities and stuff, you're like, well, they're actually ruining the fucking city at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, they did address that, in one of the Avengers, different. They were like, we need to make an accord because you guys are
going
off on
cities.
One.
Yeah.
Ruining everything, which I thought was cool. That was before it got real bad.
That was, the bit where, I agree. That was about the moment where...
Consequences.
And the one where Iron Man had, like, way too much Gwyneth Paltrow in it, that film.
Oh, the third one.
Too much goop.
Yeah.
God, the Iron Man films. Yeah. It's just got... Like, the Iron Man films got... They were old, I suppose. They were a long time ago now.
Yeah, I like 1, 2, and 3.
Well, the third one, they kind of just pressed the anything goes button.
Yeah.
And now I've got, like, 300 of these fucking things. I think even the richest person in the world probably couldn't actually do that.
Yeah.
Like it's
just,
but then it's fancy. What the fuck am I?
I've got a production line.
It's not a documentary.
Yeah.
It's not?
No. But it certainly made the value of Iron Man less when you see all the fucking different types of suits.
Yeah.
I know it's obviously from the comic book, but like, it makes you kind of appreciate it less when you think, oh, the first one, he built this kind of really shitty one in a cave, which is still really good, obviously.
Yeah.
Then he's got this one master suit or whatever. And it's like, that's cool. Like, but then he's printing them like they're nothing. Now these are the nano things. It just makes you just.
Yeah, I didn't like the
CG. That's just the realism element of me just going, this is just silly.
Yeah.
They're fun films. Like I get that. It's, you know.
Everybody's got a nano disappearing face mask.
Because it's just quicker and easier for them to do that rather than have to like, all right, let's put the gear
Everyone's
on, then put the plates on.
Yeah.
It's easier to film.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll figure out what the production team, the VFX team, we haven't finalized the suit yet. So if you could just CG one on the bodies, that'd be great.
Why isn't Tony just a nanite mancer at this point, you know, like a
because he's dead.
Well,
sorry, man, he died.
That's where he was going. I want to see him come back as like a Necron style reanimated, like. Tech priest kind of character.
That would be amazing.
Where he's got all of his Stark nanites. He's like, I don't even need them to form into suits anymore. They're just these...
I am a nanite.
Yeah, these huge, like, swirling nanite balls.
You've read too much 40K.
Into anything. I think I might have done. I think I might have got too far down the 40K route nowadays.
Well, you went pretty hard on that hypothetical.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah.
To the point where this is a prison-based hypothetical.
But whilst in prison, episode. I tried to exercise a lot.
Yeah. Someone suggested... You could use your mouth trumpet as like a performative currency.
Like a jester.
You'll do a song for like
be
trade.
A jester for the guys. Okay, guys, here he's coming.
Oh, Ross, do some capering and some tumbling.
Yeah. Okay, guys, here he is. Please don't hurt me or do bad things to me.
And they just kick you playfully in the arse and stuff.
Is that good enough for you, sir? Please.
Yeah, you could haggle for better and better things, just starting with that
you'd
mouth
trumpet.
Be a
pathetic
trumpet.
Clown.
A what? Jester hat made of toilet roll cores piled up on top of each other.
Fuck.
And then a butt
just
flap.
Be just be a jester.
You just pull the butt flap down at any point. Ooh.
But please no, please no, please
no.
No,
please don't. But no,
just don't do that. That's not, I don't want that. No.
Please no.
No, I'll do the trumpet if you just don't. Come on. And you just hear me trumpeting every night. just
a somber, sad tune.
Just desperately trying to.
He keeps getting more time.
Just save my butthole.
Shut up, man.
I'm saving my ass literally here, bro. Enjoy the song. Any requests?
Play Blue Moon.
Fuck. I don't know that one.
My lips are so sore from all the mouth trumpeting and sucking dick. But mainly the mouth trumpeting. My lips are...
It doesn't get me out of everything.
I've blown out my lips, man. They're all tattered and messy.
The amount of guys that want me to provide some sexy porno backing trumpet while I get railed in the shower.
I can beatbox to someone stabbing. If you want to stab that guy, I'll do a little cheeky beatbox to it. Just please don't stab me.
I'm capering. I'm tumbling.
Yeah, you've got to. I don't know if that would be just more humiliating to, if anything, more irritating. So it's a balance. It's a dangerous balancing act.
There is a fight. Not everyone's going to like it.
Yeah, some people might love the jester thing. Some of the deranged guys in there, maybe.
But you got to get so good at it that, like, as they try and, like, angle a kick and stuff at you, you caper away.
You become a tumbler.
Become
an acrobatic tumbler is what you're suggesting.
Classic trope of, like, the jester. You need to find your prison Henry VIII so he can, like, throw scraps to you. Yeah. And you're like,
whoa! Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh, yes. Another piece of toast. Thank you.
What do they call it? Motley? Is it the
jester
pattern?
Outfit?
Yeah, jester's motley or something like that. But you can make your own out of prison stuff. You could quilt your own. And
like
then
rappers, sweet rappers.
Do you reckon stand-up would work in there? You can try and do a modern stand-up routine rather than just go straight to King Henry VIII style jester performance.
You got to be careful.
In
capering.
A modern prison. You're just like...
what are some like...
This guy's nuts, don't go near him.
You've got to try and make some relatable jokes.
But not
to
too
a bunch
on the
of,
edge where like... The guy gets offended and he gets stamped.
You start doing the chicken and you're like, no, don't do the accent.
Don't
do a mum joke. Do not do the
Liverpool accent. He's a scouser coke kingpin.
Shit.
Do not do the chicken joke.
Right. No, I wouldn't do that.
Plenty to think about when we eventually go to prison for 3 years.
Shit. Okay.
Because we're going to do some serious hard time, I think.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
He's got your way out of it somehow.
You've got the podcast sorted.
You charm your way out. Just speak to the judge. You wine and dine them.
Come on, mate. Also, Trot's got brown eyes. He's definitely going. Statistically.
Why?
Statistically, Trot,
I'm first to go.
You're going. And I'm like, just send him.
They see the vulnerability in my eyes.
Yeah, they're like, he was expecting it. He was born into this world, you know. He was expecting this. Not me. I can't go to prison.
Come on, he's a mud.
Don't
eye.
Do that.
He's a bloody mud eyes. Look at him.
I've literally just started reading. What's it called?
Stormlight
Archive again. This is like the whole in this series, this fantasy series. It's very good. They have light
eyes.
It is Brandon Sanderson. They have light eyes and dark eyes. And that's like how their society is kind of separated, which is where the whole, you know, like mud eye comes from, which was years ago. And obviously, Trot can't change the color of his eyes. So
you can't.
Not without context.
It's almost cruel to mention it.
I reckon we could
inject
him.
If he comes in with blue contacts, you know it's affected him too much. You know, the mud eyes thing really went too far.
I bleed the shit out of this guy.
I wore blue contacts once.
Yeah.
How did that
feel? Like the Mad Max costume.
Oh,
that must have looked fucking crazy. I can't.
That was pretty crazy. I had a bowl cap as well. I looked fucking insane.
I mean,
it
looked crazy. The bowl,
yeah, I was going to say, the whole look was yeah.
What's his name?
It was Nicholas Holtz as.
Yeah.
Was it Knock? Spider or something? Or Spike? No. I can't remember his fucking name.
Spike?
Knock. I don't know.
Knock.
I forgot the name.
Knox.
Knots.
Yeah, Knox. That's it, I think. I mean, I do live in fear of one day my luck running out. I think that is it as well, you know.
The what running?
Like, my luck running out. Like, as in one day I'm like that guy, that classic trope of like...
You're just going to end up hitting a kid in a car.
Yeah. Oh, but I got one that stops me from doing things now.
Sure.
What if...
It stopped me from hitting a few things already.
Well, what if Tesla's autopilot just bugs out while you're just...
Out. The steering wheel comes off like they've reported recently.
I know.
The steering wheel's just come off.
I think about that a lot now. Oh, I give it a good tug.
Oh my God, it does! Fuckers,
shiny and chrome. But yeah, no, I do feel like one day it's just gonna be like, oh come on, mate, don't do that.
Is it a Mercedes? I think that they've now said. I think it was a recent article where they said that they've trained it to rather run over a pedestrian and save the driver's life.
Right, the trolley problem. They've decided to go for the trolley.
Yeah, they've gone for the trolley.
The trolley is surviving this one.
With Mercedes cars, you'll be safe, but pedestrians are not safe.
They couldn't just fuck with the crumple zone a bit more. They couldn't just try to make it safer.
Make the whole car just like, out of jelly.
Find pedestrians. It's trying to find them.
We need to slow this car down.
It's not just going on the pavement. It's still going until it hits one and then it stops.
It's the three red rings of death.
Oh, fuck. I can't control. My man's free. I can't do anything now.
I'm sorry. He's yelling out the window. Move out of the way.
Run. It's going to kill you.
It's trying to slow down with your body.
The murder pet mode.
I think that we should just build all cars out of ballistic gel from now on.
So it's all gelatin. What does that mean?
Ballistic gel. Have you seen the stuff that they shoot? And
what's the benefit?
That way, if we hit anyone, they just sort of get absorbed into the gel and can just pull them out again.
It just bounces people away so they break their neck when they land.
Yeah, it's like a.
Did you ever see.
They're ragdolling away.
Have you ever seen a jelly mold?
Yes.
You know, like. When was the last time you ate jelly? I haven't eaten jelly in years.
You know what it's like.
Right, good. I was
itching a wobbling.
I was
going to
say a rabbit jelly mold. Have you ever seen one of those rabbit jelly molds?
No. It looks like a rabbit.
Yeah. It's just a jelly mold, but it looks like a live rabbit. Sure. Just imagine a car jelly mold. You just pick it up. There you go. That's the car I'm imagining. Yeah. And then you climb inside, the door's like, whoa. Yeah, yeah.
And you've got to just see through like 5 inches of jelly.
Yeah, that's the
windscreen.
That's
why you're hitting everyone all the time.
Yeah. Or you just have cameras on the outside and it's a screen on the inside.
What you could do.
Until that fucker like somehow disconnects. You're like, oh shit, it's a blue screen, what the fuck?
Uh-oh. My jelly's now, how's my jelly driving?
No idea.
It could just be washing up liquid that you form into a bubble seal of the windscreen.
Yeah, and full circle. Then. We've come back to the fairy liquid. But I don't think that's a particularly strong windscreen.
It's not a particularly strong car. It's made out of jelly.
Well, I have a thick jelly, though.
What's holding it all together? There's a chassis.
I wonder how big a piece of jelly we could make.
Is it just a regular car covered in jelly?
No, it's the whole thing is made from ballistic gel.
What kind of aerodynamics does that kind of thing have?
Not good.
So it's just a blob. Imagine a VW bug
made of slabs of translucent gel.
Yeah.
The working components.
Don't worry about it.
Is it
the wheels?
Wouldn't the intention be that it would absorb the things it hit?
Yeah. So like, okay, maybe not the whole.
So then you get
car.
Stuck in. Oh fuck! Yeah, exactly. You hit me, you prick, and then
you get out your car.
You get out your car. Just blunk. Get off my fucking car!
Now I've got to top up my gel.
Yeah. Now I've got to reshape the gel, you prick.
I've got to go to a body shop.
Yeah.
But that's
stop running into people.
But it's so much easier. It's just like a spray, like latex.
Yeah. But do you think
that
more
spray on the gel?
Do you think more people would hit people because they know that?
People just stop.
They'd be more reckless because it's like, well.
There'd be less accidents.
It's not going to really do anything. It's just going to bounce in and stay in the vehicle.
Oh, but we save lives, Ross. But you're saying that's inconvenient.
Well, I'm wondering if more people try to hit people.
I'd like to see a road full of ballistic gel cars. That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Just for the novelty.
Everything. Axle, wheels, all the moving parts are all made of gel. I'll let the engineers work out how to construct an engine of gel.
And also if they get shot at, that's gel. Who's shooting at?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Americans
do get shot at a lot. They do.
Guns and people fire all over the place.
Constantly. Just seems like a...
If I had never gone to America before, I feel like that's how I'd imagine it. Just now, walk and they just...
Like an active war
zone. That's a bullet. That's normal.
That's normal. Just be. I'm just happy that, like, you know, the bullets that somebody has shot up in celebration haven't fallen down on me yet.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. That's why they're also religious.
Yeah. I'd be okay with it because it's, you know, it's their right. So
yeah,
it's fine. Right. Let's not go too deep into that.
No.
Do you want to go to the next one here? This one says,
well, it's 52 minutes. It's
We've really been doing. Yeah, okay,
it's,
wow.
It's been a hardcore
shit.
Prison episode.
Maybe we should. Yeah, just lock ourselves away.
Nothing wrong
prison.
With a single topic episode.
There isn't. There's nothing wrong with it.
As long as conversation flows.
Oh, and did it flow like ballistic gel?
Oh, yes.
Ballistic gel doesn't flow. That's
that's the
kind
joke.
Of stays. Yeah,
it's a joke.
Quite static.
It flows like fairy liquid.
Not even.
All right,
but I think now I'm hoping that people who listen to this will go around their friends' houses and just squirt a tiny bit. Just fairy
just
liquid
troll.
Or washing dishwashing soap.
Buy a Kinder Egg, fill one of the little capsules inside. Sorry, Germans. No, Americans, you don't have this.
Pierce it with holes because it's not just going to open. Or do you think melt from
the heat? Ooh.
What's the best
way to trap a
Or shove like a washing machine tab in a dishwasher.
Mm.
See what the fuck happens.
Oh, that
there.
Would that would.
But
do
there
it.
Are some interesting videos on YouTube, which I went down the rabbit hole a couple of years ago. Of internal viewing,
I have seen the same thing.
Why did you? I guess we got recommended it.
Yeah,
Schrodinger's.
You can see inside
dishwasher
the
dishwasher.
It just like shows you the process, which is kind of interesting.
Quite boring.
Normally, it's just a box.
Is it just like rinse?
Yeah, but it's long.
It's amazing
but
how clean
it
gets.
It does
things.
A good job.
Yeah, and uses
it's
less water.
Nuts.
Well, yeah, because it cycles it back through.
So
well, it does what it does. Anyway, it's really dull.
Do you think you could cook anything in a dishwasher?
No
soup.
Soup.
Sous vide.
You guys never had dishwasher soup?
You can sous vide a lot of meat. See how you can sous vide some food in there. What temperature does it go to? 90?
You could do that because, no, not 90.
It
do
needs
they?
To be submerged, which I don't
think
it
for
would.
A period of time. It's like you're just
being squitted.
It's getting splashed.
I just got like one of those school grade staple guns and pieces of bacon and just stapled them to the inside of my dishwasher.
It will get it. It will get it.
Eventually.
You've just put a load of holes in it, but.
Yeah. Let's anyway. Just say I'd rather use the bacon I go crab fishing with than what happened to that. You want to pull it up and the crabs will have to go at it and you're like,
oh, they fucking love bacon.
They love bacon. Maybe we should go crabbing in Bristol. Are there crabs here? There's got to be crabs here.
Why don't we just go, is there crabs? That's the name of the video. And
is there
we just go to various parts of the
crabs.
River and just dip it in. No, there are not crabs here. Next place. No, there are not crabs
funny.
Here. Have we found any crabs? No.
Been here for 5 hours.
I reckon you'll find some in the harbour. Maybe? I don't know. It's not is it the right type of water.
It's quite far from the sea. That's the problem.
They wouldn't be big crabs either, would they?
No.
Be little annoying ones.
I've never seen anyone crabbing. I've seen people fishing.
No. That's the thing.
But maybe that could be, maybe we just go town to town, like up the coast
any
slowly
crabs?
And start crabbing.
Try and get local rumours from local
fishermen.
Is it
crab?
Are there crabs here?
Excuse me.
Are there crab?
Do you know if there's any crabs?
Are crab?
All right, well...
Well, we'll find those bastards if they're in there.
We'll get those crabs. And then we'll toss them back in, because what do you do with them?
Crabs are so
I'm
gross.
Not going to fucking... Like, they're so the tiny, pointless...
Oh,
like, I'm not going to
hate
cook
crabs.
Them. They're not going to be, like,
no,
good
they're not
crabs.
Eaters.
What's
they're
the crabbing
eaters.
Utensil you use? Is it a little net?
What, to pick it up?
It's not a stabby one, is it?
No. Would you, do you stab them?
I don't know how crabbing works.
Well, you normally put... You just put them... Yeah, grab them from, with a net.
Or you just scoop them
and
up.
You put them in a little bucket with water in, so they don't...
Is that
a
it?
Net?
Well,
yeah, how do you
use crab lines? Usually.
Yeah, you use crab lines, but then there's like you can grab them with a net and then pop them in a bucket.
Yeah, you just put them in a bucket for a bit. You gather up some of the water from the. It's not a complicated endeavor, but you just need a crab
but
line.
You're not stabbing them.
You're not
is it
killing them.
Is it crab?
They're actually very easy. You know,
are they crab? Would it be are they crab or crabs? Because
is
are they crab is implying there's more than.
That's a good question. I don't actually
so,
know.
So like, oh, I love crab meat.
I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head.
I think it'll be are they crab. So we're going to go around. Oh, this is the thing now.
Are there crab?
We're going to go around. Are there crab is the name of the video series.
Are there
we'll
crab?
Probably make 5 videos before we realize this is a really bad
absurd.
Idea.
Absurd.
Five videos
no
actually would be impressive. I think if we managed to do 5 videos, maybe they're shorts.
Super artsy crab.
They'll just be shorts. A TikTok.
Not here.
Nope.
No. No crab.
Location, coordinates, no crab.
You can get little fishing rods that are crab lines as well, which makes it funnier, I think. You know, they're like little plastic ones. And they're
bobbin.
Like. and then you bring it up.
Because I've seen these little ones. Yeah, little rods. Yeah, yeah.
Rather than like the H bracket, which is just normally have the line on.
Manual. Like, oh, but the tug. When you feel that tug, it's something. It's a genuine satisfaction.
Yeah,
it feels quicker than fishing.
Is this crab? It does.
Only if you go to a place where you know there are crabs. Yeah. Like, normally, like Padstow's great for it. Cornwall.
Yeah. Weymouth's pretty good for it.
Sure. But we need to go places where it's not. Likely.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Not
like closed off harbours like Bristol. But which part of it? That's the thing. There's a big area.
There is. Urban crabbing.
Just hashtag. Imagine people looking at one guy crabbing.
What the fuck are you guys doing? We're crabbing. Nobody else is crabbing here.
This is stagnant water.
Good luck finding crabs. This isn't the right type of water. This is not
this
the right type of
place.
This
is an oil spill. Anyway.
Well, I'll be laughing when I've got crab. A bucket filled of crabs.
Well... Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's been a hot episode 130. Mm. And again, huge thanks to our patrons and other supporters out there, like memberships on YouTube and Twitch subs.
Big up to you.
Big up to all of you. Thanks for voting on the hypotheticals. You can do the same. Also, you get the ad-free version on Patreon.
You do.
And if you have musical knowledge and want to send us a little fingle like Rel X did, send it to our email, hatchad@hat-films.com. I will also accept good hypothetical questions.
Nice. That would be actually very
That would
good.
Be quite useful. If Please you've got any that. Cool ones you can think of.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Send it there.
We'd like that.
And until then, have a great week. And we'll be back next week to talk your ears off with episode 131.
Indeed.
Have a good time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Stay out of prison.
Stay out of prison.